views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I got two mega announcements, Benny. But let me say hi to Benny first.
Hi,
Benny first.
Hello, Benny first. Pat second.
Yeah, I'm okay to be second fiddle to you, B.
Oh, no, it'll never be that way.
No, I do. I really believe that. Yeah.
Hey, you signed the check, though.
But you push the buttons, dude.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many checks you sign. You know, the man that is pushing your buttons is the one, the man or woman.
Yeah.
Look, we got a couple of cool things happening. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're going to be talking about today is something that happened Friday. Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the team at Holistique did something, again, genius, creative genius in what they did. But I'm not surprised. Dr. Darvish, John Darvish, the team at Holistique, amazing team of people. If you follow Dr. Darvish and the journey that I followed with her, that goes back to 2004, 2005, you know, thanks to the angel lady, I was able to find this amazing doctor, Dr. Nooshin Darvish. So, Benny, she had an office right like next to Overlake Hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was this very, very teeny, teeny, weeny building, right? Like smaller than my apartment. And out of that, she was building the most incredible, natural, holistic healing center. And I got to take that journey with her because I showed up on her doorstep with what many doctors call the mystery disease. She never called it that. What she said to me was, yeah, there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. And then we're going to figure out what the rest is. And so layer by layer, we peeled back decades, Benny, my lifestyle, just saying. Not going to go into the detail of the lifestyle, but I think you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you played softball. You know what happens after softball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More Jack Daniels and
Well, maybe not Jack Daniels, but I have another. Yeah.
Choice. You probably have another, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but more Jack Daniels and Heineken or whatever that is. That was it's that dark whatever. That more of those than I like to even imagine and count. But you take a lifetime of that, and you take a lifetime of also growing up on the East Coast and being subjective, in my case, to more toxins than you can imagine, right? You know, there's a scene from The Godfather that's very typical of my childhood. No, and it's not the one where people get shot, Benny. That's not it. It's the one where Marlon Brando is in his kind of like yard with his grandchildren, right? And you could see these really tall tomato plants, right? This could be taken right out of my grandpa's, right out of the playbook. And so there's a scene with Marlon Brando, and he's back there. This is actually the scene where he actually dies, right? But he's back there, and he's running around these tomato plants or these plants with his kid. And so what he has in his hand is a metal DDT container that they use to spray on the tomato plants, kill the bugs, mm-hmm. right? Everybody remembers that. And he's running around like what, with the orange in his mouth. But what you have to remember, what I was struck by that scene, is that is a scene you could take out of the playbook of many people of my generation that grew up and was introduced to pesticides. Now, living in the state of New Jersey, not going to just say it's New Jersey, it's everywhere. I can remember like being out in a field and the airplanes come by and they're like spraying that stuff and you're like breathing that in. So by the time I show up on Dr. Darvish's doorstep and we're trying to figure out, or she's trying to figure out what that is, there were so many layers of detox that had to happen for me to even begin to heal. And it was a journey. But what I want to say about Dr. Nusheen Darvish is that she never wavered. There wasn't anything that she wasn't willing to study, to research, to bring to her center, and to try. We often joke that I have been her holistic, chronic patient guinea pig. But that was my choice because I was sick and I was dying. And at one point in my journey, and I was doing radio, Benny, so nobody even knew, right? I mean, I think it was one of the best kept secrets that I had in my life, which now I go back and I'm so glad I started to share this with the listeners. Because what I found out when I started to share this with the listeners, and especially opened the door on the Lyme disease conversation in the state of Washington, who refused to even put that that tick even came here, Dr. Darvish and I went on a journey. Both of us became advocates. Finally, I think we got the state of Washington to change their website. I need to check on them every month to make sure. But what we are talking about today and what I experienced Friday, we did a live event at Holistique, Holistique Medical Center, or the now brand new, amazing Holistique IV Lounge. You could get there by going to seattleivlounge.com. But we did a live event. And I got to tell you, Benny, I haven't had more fun. You know, it's been a long time since I had this much fun. We have video clips that we're going to be sharing. We did a lot of this, Benny, on Facebook Live. So people got to see, believe it or not, me in a long skirt with a big slit, Dr. Darvish in a short skirt, getting on these bicycles that actually stirred up and beat up our smoothies. And we're going to tell you about that, right? What a great company these guys are. And so they made us these smoothies, but we had to pedal to drink them.
That's a smart move right there.
So can you imagine Dr. Darvish and I in our like fully dressed up clothes? We are like on there racing. I lost the race, I believe. But by the time I was done, I needed to go in and try the nano oxygen machine. So today, I'm going to be talking about what an IV lounge is, and then what is an holistic IV lounge and how they're different. Also today in the show, you're going to hear a clip from an interview we did at the live event, listening to Dr. Darvish, and we have many of them. But most importantly, you're going to get to hear from her about why this is more than just something that you do. It's a passion. So when you look at this, you're looking at healing beyond your potential. That's what they do. Natural medicine art. I love that. And what is it that went in, Benny, to creating an IV lounge? What is an IV lounge? What does that even mean? So let me tell you a little bit about it. If people go Google IV lounges, probably what you find are the IV lounges that come up in Florida, maybe in California, right? You're going to find these. Maybe you'll find maybe one or two in Manhattan. I'm not exactly sure. But what you find when those sites come up, they look more like, let's just say, at a spa. They do offer services. But what I got to experience on Friday at Holistique was beyond that. This was a spiritual and a long-term of Dr. Darvish and the Holistic team commitment to healing people, to creating the most amazing ways. And so you know what she learned along the way, Benny? And she probably learned it from many of us. You know, a lot of times what happens is we don't take good care of ourselves from a preventative point of view. I'm not even going to ask you if you do, Benny, because I think I know the answer to that. But if you were in your schedule of working a gazillion hours, doing my show up to noon, then doing whatever administrative work, then taking care of two amazing boys, the question has to become for you, for me, and everybody, where do we have time to take care of ourselves? So the strategy behind an IV lounge is that when you are in that schedule, and especially Bellevue, Washington, where this is, you know, close to Redmond, close to Microsoft, right? All of that. When you are in the busyness of your day, do you think you can find an hour to stop and perhaps go and get an IV that's going to hydrate you? Or maybe you're an athlete, right? Maybe you're getting ready to get out there and play softball this summer. What about something called the athletic performer, right? For recovering after a grueling event, tough race, or killer workout. Now, Benny, I don't think you're playing softball anymore, are you?
Currently, I'm kind of taking a little hiatus from
it.
I hope to jump back into it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I got two tournaments coming up with the ping pong, right?
Yeah, you're still staying strong.
I'm staying strong, and I'm taking off a few pounds. That's why I had to take off a few pounds, too.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I had to do it.
You don't need to.
Yeah, I had to.
Okay.
But in the scheme of because I just couldn't get to the ball fast enough, and I hate that when that happens. I hate that. But the thing that we're going to talk about today, we're going to take you on a journey to what it means to create an IV lounge, holistic IV lounge, in the way that Dr. Darvish and the team have created. Everything from the minute you walk into the space and what you see and the beauty of the lounge and the quality of the zero gravity chairs, the special, special clean room, a class A clean room that they built to make sure that what you're putting in your body is sterile and it's pure. And then you look at the N3 nano oxygen machine or acupuncture, or maybe you just need a B12 shot. How about an immune booster? But you're in a busy world. And so you can't sit there for what? How many hours that a person like me has had to sit there, but you need help. That's what today's show is about. It's about educating, informing, and looking at the creative genius of Dr. Nusheen Darvish, John Darvish, the team at Holistique, and her further commitment to rid the planet of chronic illness. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to hear a little chit-chat from Dr. Darvish and I live at the event last Friday, and we're going to tell you more about this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Whoa, everybody. You are going to be hearing some noise in the background. I'm just going to tell you up front, because this is a celebration. Today, I get to honor Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Many of you have heard me talk about her. We have a fabulous hit show coming up, Health Hit Radio. The website is not finished, so if you go there, like many of you have already done, because I've talked about it, it's coming. It's almost there. Yes, it's colorful and vibrant. Why? Because that's who Dr. Darvish is. Today, what's happening here is an introduction into the first Ivy Lounge. We're going to hear about this in the state of Washington. And the reason, Linda's clapping, the reason that we're so excited about this is because if you take the journey like I have with Dr. Darvish, one of the things you know is that she is groundbreaking. My healing journey started in 04. With a mystery disease, and how I happened to come across her is nothing short of a miracle. But in the end, our journey together has been a journey of battling diseases that have no name, a journey of finding out why chronic Lyme disease does exist in the state of Washington and doing something about it, taking on cancer in ways never taken before, and any chronic illness that you could possibly think about. Courage is the word that I give to her. Perseverance, tenacity, absolute genius is what she's about. And so this leg of the journey is about opening up the doors for people out there that want to feel great, that want to do great things, that want to thrive, that want to do it in a safe space, that want to be able to reduce their stress level, if you saw the latest report today, and that's what this is about. So we're going to start off with a little conversation, and then we're going to take you on a tour. Dr. Darby, my goodness.
Thank you so much, Pat, for that humbling introduction. I really don't deserve that. Thank you so much.
Yes, yeah. You do. Well, you saved my life. So you do.
You're very kind. But I am so honored and so excited to be here with you and having this day to launch the first IV lounge in the state of Washington. Now, this is very different. People have asked me about what's the difference between an IV lounge and an IV room? Because we've had an IV room. We were one of the very first ones in the state of Washington to have an IV room way back in 2006, seven, way back.
I know, I was in the chair.
As soon as that license came through and we were able to do our scope of practice expanded and we were able to do IV therapy, we were on it. In fact, we were trained before the license went on so that we could be ready and go. Anyhow, so the difference between the IV room and an IV lounge is that the IV room is really one place that you go for therapeutic. If you have conditions, diseases, cancers, chronic illness, Lyme disease, just not feeling good,
pain,
autoimmune disease, headaches, whatever it is that you've been suffering from for a long time, and we need to prescribe you a very high dose, therapeutic dose of different nutrients and various treatments in order to get your immune system to do what it needs to do. The IV lounge, though, is for infusing wellness, health and wellness within you. It's for well-being, is for when you're generally pretty much, you know, pretty healthy, but you drink too much, you've got a little hangover going on, you need to kick it right off because you've got to get back to work. You just want to look good because you're taking care of your skin, coming for a beauty bliss. You're starting to fight a cold, and you just need a little immune kick. You come in for that. You're tired and jet lagged. You come in for a jet lag IV, or you're working long days, not getting enough sleep. You get an Energizer IV. Postpartum, if you're just had a baby and you're burnt out, you come in for a postpartum IV in order to get these nutrients into you, to basically get you back into rhythm, into your daily life, and make you the most functional, the most capable person we can. So this is our goal, is to increase the capacity of patients, increase their well-being, and infuse them with health and wellness so that they can go out into the global community, not just your local, not just your national, but your global community to do service and really create a world that is much healthier and happier.
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing we're talking about today, because, you know, when I think about this and I think about myself, you know, I looked at myself in 2007, 2008, 2007, I was about 100 pounds heavier. I think that's what it was, about 100 pounds. Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, that's about right. And my cells had stopped working. And most of the doctors that I was talking to told me I was walking with a cane. Remember the cane? Go get a wheelchair, because pretty much you need to sign into this for the rest of your life. So where am I today? Today I'm playing a sport that I love.
Today you're actually at Holistic.
I'm at Holistic. I'm at Holistic today.
You're launching.
I'm launching.
And I lounge.
But I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be. But because of what I've learned and because of your courage to do things that other people didn't do, I mean, that's really what this is about. You know, your credentials are bizarre. They go beyond anything that we could even talk about. But that's not really it for me. You were willing to take all the science, all the medicine, all the intuition, all the spirituality, every bit of knowledge, tools that you had, and then the ones that you got on your own to heal me and others. See, that's what's different. And you did it, Dr. Darvish, not in a passive way, not in a safe way. You stepped out there and said, I am going to figure out what this is. I am going, even when the state we live in refused to acknowledge what we were saying, you didn't have any part of that. See, and that's what sets this apart. Of course, it's an IV lounge, but it's not just an IV lounge. It's an IV lounge with absolutely groundbreaking, astonishing remedies for people, things that make them thrive. The energy and the sanctuary of what you created, which we're going to see in a minute, is beyond anything you can imagine. This is a place that I call a healing sanctuary. You might call it Holistic IV Lounge, but I'm calling it the Holistic Healing Sanctuary, because this is for people that wouldn't otherwise have this available to them.
And, you know, as you are talking about this, and saying you, it actually hasn't been me. First of all, there has been multiple people involved.
Great team. And great team.
My husband, number one. My operations officer, Mandy, number two. But beyond these individuals and all the staff here at Holistic, I mean, everyone has taken this project on with such love and passion. I am so grateful to each one of them. But beyond us on this earthly floor, on this earthly level, it brings me back to my great-great-grandmother, whom I didn't know was a holistic physician in the early 1900s. This is my mother's grandmother. And she has a whole story to herself. We can get into another time. But long story short, she was up for execution because she was a woman, she was a Baha'i, she was a physician, and she was very popular in the city of Yazd, which is one of the largest cities in Iran. And her execution got canceled because she saved the life of the mayor's wife. Okay? That's a whole story to itself. We won't get into that right now. But I believe that she has guided me, and her spirit and soul continues to be guiding us, all of us here, in order to create the sacred space of healing, the sanctuary, as you say. And it's not just the IV lounge, it's the whole space. It's nothing that I can put a finger on it, that you can put a finger on it. It is beyond this world when you walk into this place. And it's not something that, like I said, I've created, or John has created, or anybody else has created.
It's a soul calling.
It is.
It's a soul calling. I mean, you know, because I've been able to take this journey with you, sometimes not fully aware that I was taking the journey, but you get to a point where you and I, at this point in time in our life, we are called to do what we do. And I'm the same as you. I'm not here because I'm some genius about this. You see the people I'm surrounded with. You know, Pat, Linda, Ashley, Jessica, Carter is running the show, right? Connie, Kim, you know, you look at people that you're surrounded with so that you and I get to show up as our best. And that's what we're going to show people today.
Exactly.
We're going to show people how sacred, spiritual, the best shows up when the soul and your life's calling brings it forward. Let's take a short break. We're going to take you on a tour, everyone. Stay tuned.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
What are the Planet Pods and Planet Filter self-care alchemy essences? Our high vibrational essential oils and body butter contain living energies of specialty herbs and essential oils. All our products are created using the energies of nature. Made from flowers and herbs, each blend is then programmed using crystals, sound, color, sacred geometry, and other energies found in nature. Our products have a delicate aroma, and more importantly, they contain the vibrational signature of plants and other energy forms for optimal healing. Check out planetapothecary.shop to add these to your family's self-care and well-being.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Time to redefine me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, I'm taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Calls, questions, comments. I don't know if you saw the Facebook Live clip. I know, Benny, you were like super busy doing stuff. I think you were like probably with the boys or something by the time we got to this. But I think what I was telling you, Benny, like...
Of you at the Ivy Lounge?
At the Ivy Lounge, me and Dr. Darsh.
No,
like,
I saw that clip as well as another host of ours was down there hanging out, so...
Are you talking about our fabulous Sue Lundquist?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. We had such a blast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're actually going to be picking up her show as well. I had no idea. We had so much fun sort of, Benny, reminiscing. What do we call it? Back in the day? Is that what you call it? Back in the day?
Sure. Yeah.
Many people don't know, like Sue, myself, and I also have to give a shout out for the Chat with Women folks who I don't believe do their show any longer. And then Rob and Brenda. And then there's a series and a ton of other people I'm probably forgetting. But if you go back in the day, and Rob and Brenda of Conscious Talk, right, Benny? Conscious Talk?
Yes, 7 to 8 every morning.
Yeah, 7 to 8. Rob and Brenda. Okay, back in the day, they started, well, actually, I don't know that they started it, but Eric Crema, you, those folks, they were out in front of everything. I came in a little bit later. But even a little bit later for me, I am celebrating my 15th year. So they must be celebrating their like 100th year. The bottom line to all of this and what I'm trying to say is we entered a realm back then. And I'm going to say this because this is really the truth. You know, this particular station is KKNW in Seattle. This particular station was far ahead of the curve like over a decade ago. Now, for me, I took a chance. And Benny, I know you laugh about this. Before I came to KKNW, I dialed the wrong phone number and bought my first hour of airtime on internet radio of 2003. So Al Gore just invented the internet. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Benny, I got to tell you, I pulled out a credit card. I paid over $10,000 for a 13-week internet-only show, and I didn't blink an eye. And so people ask me, what was your business plan? What did you do? Like, how did you? And I'm saying, you know what? This was my intuition, and I was guided by spirit. 3 months later, got a request from, I think it was Eric Crema, who said, hey, you're not going to believe it. The 10 o'clock hour came available. Do you want it? Pulled out a credit card. Boom. Then, I don't know, it was about a year or two later, the 11 o'clock spot came available. Eric Crema, hey, you're not going to believe it. It's 11 o'clock. Okay, boom. And I, since that time, and I think that was like 06, since that time, we have been back to back, 10 a.m. to noon, bada bing, bada bam, coming out of Seattle, then WBOQ and Westerly, then cable radio, 11 million homes, CRN, my buddy, Mike Horn, and now Jennifer Horn. And today, 15 years later, our new commitment to health and wellness for Dr. Darvish and I, just so you know, you're going to be hearing about this, Benny, because you're involved. Health Hit Radio. OMG. So Dr. Darvish and I sat down and we were like, okay, we got to do a show together. Now, for those of you, you know, Dr. Darvish and I have done shows together over the years, but Health Hit Radio is going to be a little bit different. You know, certainly you all know that I do a show called Lyme Talk Radio. You may or may not know that we're getting ready to crowdfund an innovative way to educate the world, especially kids, about Lyme disease through characters, animation. We got this little animated game character thing. We're going to raise some money for that. But today, Health Hit Radio taps in to the essence and building the bridge between natural, conventional, and future medicine. In the next hour, you're going to hear Dr. Sharon Martin. And she's going to come on. You're going to hear from her. And what that's about is it's really looking at how to build a bridge. Dr. Darvish and I, when we do Health Hit Radio, it is going to be the hit parade of healing. We're going to find out what are the top things that are being done in Germany. What are the top things that are being done all over the world? What are the top things that are being done here that we don't talk about? What is that nano water machine what is that N3 machine? And that conversation I had with a man, Benny, I didn't even know this. So I'm at the nano oxygen machine, and I'm talking to this really tall man, but he was like amazing. And he had like an accent. I thought it was German, but I found out later it wasn't. And I'm talking to him and I'm saying, like, what is this? I feel so good. You know, this is not just oxygen that I'm breathing in. It was really special. And he goes on to talk about N3. I later find, and I said, can I have your name? Because I'd really like to explore buying a machine. And see, he says, my name is Dr. Eng. I said, oh, here I am for 10 minutes talking to this gentleman who is so modest and so humble. I didn't find out till I got his card that I was talking to the guy that invented the technology. Where? In our backyard, Benny, like here. Like Western Washington, right? Like not someplace like across the country. I thought I was talking to somebody from Europe. And then I'm like, whoa, we are amazing here in the Pacific Northwest. Now, having said that, we're excited. Very, very excited. And I'm hoping Dr. Darvish calls in. But we didn't know we were doing this show at 10. We had a change of plans. She didn't know we were doing the show at 10. I don't know if Dr. Darvish is calling in or she's on the line, but I'm going to try to fill in the best I can to really piggyback off what she said. So let's just start, if we could. Let's just start at what I know about Dr. Darvish. And there is a clip that we tried to get our hands on for this show where both she and I completely broke down emotionally as she was sharing a story about her mom and her grandma and what they did, how they had to flee Iran, how they had to come to another country, how you know, her lineage is about women that have stepped out to heal others at the risk and the peril of their lives. And when I think about that and I look back at that, I am really clear how privileged and how blessed I was that spirit, God, energy, put me in front of this woman. Because I know for me, when my doctor said to me in 2007 and 2008, and I'm still doing the radio show. And by the way, Benny, if it wasn't for the radio shows that I was doing and the 14 hours back then of radio, I do 10 hours now, but the 14 hours of radio I was doing back then, I don't know that I would be alive or here today. What happened to me the minute I got behind a microphone was as healing as getting the treatments, getting the services, getting the care, getting the love from the people that I got to be in front of at Holistic Medical Center. But there's part of this story about Benny and Eric Crema and Eric Burris and the team at KKNW that needs to be told. You know, these folks too, and John Schwartz at the time, and Mike Horn from CRN, and Chris DiPaolo from WBLQ, and the BBS brothers from BBS Radio, and the Healthy Life people. You know, these are the syndicated networks that I was on 14 hours a week. And we together, all of us together, and the birth of TransformationRadio.fm, Transformation Talk Radio, together, all of us were committed to bringing a message and sharing information that the world at the time, how should I say it? That the world at the time just wasn't ready for. Here we are today. Many of us have fallen off and not continued their show. I can talk to some of my friends and I know that they have fallen off and not done it. Rob and Brenda, still doing it. Patricia Raskin, still doing it. And by the way, Patricia Raskin, before I even bought like thousands of dollars worth of internet only airtime, she was right there with me. Steve Maraboli, my buddy, who came on after me on internet radio, and that was Voice America for you folks, came on after me. Watched Steve, mentored Steve. He talks about this. Off he goes. He is a game changer in the world. So our passion, it goes beyond what you hear from me when I do interviews. I wake up every day and I have one thing in mind, Benny, and that is, what do our listeners need? I love all of you that listen to the show. I hear from you. Yesterday, I fumbled my way at noontime on Transformation Talk Radio with a fabulous interview of Sarah Landon and trying to maneuver how to chat on Facebook, do a fabulous radio show. So I am a student again. But I'm also what's known as a pioneer in digital media. I didn't know that. I didn't know that somehow, because of dialing a wrong phone number, saying yes, spending over $10,000 on 13 weeks of radio. So do the math on that. Like, what's the math on that, Benny? 10,000. 10,000 for 13. No, it was like 11. Okay. Oh, my God. Jesus. Folks, that's why I studied psychology. Okay. So I got to bring up
I'm
my
with
calculator.
You too. I'm
okay, did you do the math? I mean, 13 weeks.
I mean, just add a zero somewhere.
So it's like, what, 1,000 a week or something, isn't it?
Yeah, about 1,300 a week or something like that.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right. So can you imagine, Benny, like you're in a relationship and your friends are looking at you and they're like, what'd you just do? They're like, dude, you're supposed to be a high-paid organizational consultant that has award-winning research on the consequences of broken promises. But I was depressed, Benny. In 03, I had done my research. I'd gotten awards for it. I had studied broken promises, Benny, 10 years. I had 1,300 pages, something like that, of interview notes of people that were broken. And so here I was entering a radio show. And I was depressed. That's why I didn't hang up on that wrong phone number. I was depressed. So, Benny, what did I create back in the day when I was at one of my lowest points ever? Crust busting.
Yeah. Knock that crust off.
Oh, my God. So the show was not called The Dr. Pat Show. It was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Crust busting is even in Christina Aguilera's bio. And Benny, this year in the fall, when our technology is finished and we're launching 10 channels, we are going to be giving crust busting awards again. I got to share a secret with you too. But if I share, it's not a secret anymore, is it?
Not really. But
so we're going to make an announcement.
All right.
What happened with Dr. Darvish, and it doesn't look like she's going to be able to call in, but Benny will be on it if she does. What happened on Friday with this live event, with this, and again, let me tell you, I'm talking about the Holistic Ivy Lounge. If you go to seattleivylounge.com, you'll get there. You'll see what we're talking about. Over the next several weeks, you're going to see the live footage of how much fun we had. Hopefully the clip of us pedaling, you know, you're not going to see my underwear riding that bike. But anyway, what I learned from that, Benny, I got to get out more. I used to be out in front of people and I got so dedicated to this, what we're building here, because we're not just building technology for us. So everybody says, you keep talking about this. You people, like, what are you doing? Here's what we're doing. When we're done with this technology, we're going to share it. We're going to come to the doorsteps of KKNW. We're going to come to the doorsteps of WBLQ. We're going to come to the doorsteps of CRN. And we're going to say, you see what we built? Do you guys want some of this? Because it doesn't make sense to do a positive talk radio show in a network like ours and then say that we want to create a better world and then not share what we're building with other people. That is ridiculous for us. And so we're going to open the door up for that. That's what Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the team at Holistic Ivy Lounge is doing. So here's what it is. Located in Bellevue, that's Bellevue, Washington. It is the first, this is it, this is the word, walk-in. Walk-in. Like it's a walk-in clinic. It's a walk-in IV clinic. So, Benny, what does that mean? So you're driving home, Benny, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to go. The boys, I got to do something here. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. And you're driving out of Bellevue, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I can walk in. I can maybe get an Energizer. I can maybe get an Eng-3 treatment. I can maybe get a B12 shot. I'm not sure if Benny's up for acupuncture. I can get some reflexology. I can. See, that's what we want to talk about. The Ivy Lounge is more medical. I got to say it, more medical. Because when you go start to Google these, Benny, what you find is you start to Google them and they're popping up in California. And I talked to a gentleman in Florida and they're popping up. They are less medical. How do I know this is medical? You guys are going to see the footage, but more importantly, a class A clean room. So there are clips we have, Benny, of one of the doctors in the class A clean room, full white garb, like with the whole head thing and everything, right there. And so it was the most amazing, just absolutely amazing experience that I've ever had. And so when I think about this, that's what it's about. Let's get Dr. Darvish on.
All right, she's here. Yeah.
Dr. D.
Hey, Dr. Pat.
I'm sorry. I don't know how you long been waiting, but I got to tell you, we played the clip of you and I, and we're going to be editing all of this. Look, this experience Friday did probably more for me than it did for you. But give everybody an idea of what the experience was like for you. We had to leave early. But tell us about the experience. And the proceeds, by the way, they went to the Mona Foundation. How you feeling about what happened?
You know, Pat, it was all surreal. I was just blown away at the support and the excitement that people showed us and this project, this IV lounge. It was so exciting. It still is exciting. We officially opened on Monday, and we started having walkthroughs on Monday. And so, or walk-ins, I should say. So it's been really, really transformative for me personally, because it's just showing me all these years, the last 25 years that I've been practicing, there's been so much education that we've had to do with people out there. And now so many people are walking in already educated at such high levels around health and wellness, that blows me away. And so for them to have such an excitement and support in coming in to show us and support this IV lounge was just more of a confirmation that this is so needed in this community, that people have been asking for it, that people know about what they need and how to take care of themselves, but they just haven't had access to it. And here it is now, accessible to everyone out there willing to come in and drop in for a drip. That's my newest tagline there, Pat, drop in for a drip.
But, you know, part of this is, and I shared this earlier, and I also played the clip. You know, what I said was, you know, in my research of this, and especially I went to school in California, you know, this and what your team has created is very different. I talked about the fact that this is sacred space. The minute that I even walked in the hallway to get to the lounge, it was quite transformative for me. And you're going to see some of the video clips that I got of your beautiful wall logo. But when you step into the lounge, there's something of the energy. And, you know, we were talking about earlier the fact that you have an entire wall of, what are they, air plants, right?
Yeah.
And then
but there's
behind,
also prayers.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
there's also prayers in the wall, inside the walls that we've placed. We've placed prayers throughout the walls, the whole clinic, but especially in that space. And before we had anybody step into it, the whole staff, all of us, the 20 of us, formed a circle in the middle of the lounge, and we said some prayers to bless the spot and the space for healing. But you're absolutely right. It is a very sacred space. I walk back there just periodically throughout the day just to get that sense, just to feel the spirituality that's in that space, the joy, the healing, the wellness. It's just such a positive atmosphere in there. And I think people come in with that positive attitude, with that well-being attitude that I want to be well. And they're not coming into that space with a with a mindset, oh, I'm sick, I'm getting sicker, but they're coming in with a mindset that I'm well and I'm going to get even better. And so it's a very different thought process that's radiating through that whole space. But I also have to tell you, you know, the other aspect of all of this on Friday with the grand opening was the Mona Foundation, and the whole purpose was to help benefit the Mona Foundation, which educates girls globally, nationally, and locally. And so it was really wonderful to see how many people actually want to support the education of girls. And I believe there was over $2,100 that was raised as a result of the $28 treatments that were given here. And I'm sure many people on top of that donated individually. But it was really, really wonderful to see the transformation of the community in wanting not to only help themselves, benefit themselves, but benefit others at a much bigger global level. Just really, really awesome. I mean, I don't know what other words to describe it, but it was just awesome to watch that and to experience that.
And, you know, this is really, I was saying something earlier, and I really mean it. You know, you and I are going to do a show, Health Hit Radio. I also think we had some fun as well, because, you know, Dr. Darvish and I have done a lot of shows together, and of course we're going to do Health Hit Radio. But when we are really together, we have a blast, like the photo shoot, right?
We do. We have a really unique energy. I love it. It's a fun energy. I think it's a very positive energy. It's very upbeat. It's, you know, we learn from each other. We give to each other. We help each other grow. And we hopefully reflect all of that to the community and to the listeners out there.
Yeah,
that is, it's, you know, the positivity, the joyfulness, and what, you know, it is what matters really for people to be happy and joyful, no matter what their situation or what our situations are, is always to be content. And I think if we can help people feel contentment and joy in whatever situation they are in, we've done our job.
Yeah. You know, this is really for me and for you. I know it takes a village for us to do a show and build a network. I know it took a village for you to launch Holistic IV Lounge on Friday. A lot of people involved, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Unbelievably.
How
unbelievably. How many people were involved, and I'm still involved.
It was so great to see John Darvish. And many people don't know John. I know John because I know what John does. See, you and I get to show up and live our passion and purpose because you have a John Darvish. I have a Linda. I have a Jessica. I have a Carter, Kat, Benny, right? You have a team like that too. You have a Mandy. You have all the fabulous doctors. You and I are going to be doing more and talk more about this. So I want to ask you one last question. You know, this is huge. But this is built on passion, purpose, commitment to healing, to wellness, and vibrancy. I want to ask you, moving forward, what is your personal message for our fabulous listeners? By the way, they were there too. But what is the message to people? What do you, Dr. Darvish, personally want to leave us with today?
I want people to know that they have the capacity to transform their well-being and their situation. They just need to take one step, and perhaps that step is to come in here and get a drip. Perhaps that step is to just reflect upon what we're talking about, and perhaps that step is just to drink some water. But I just want them to recognize the capacity that each of us, each one of the listeners has in transforming their well-being and their health, in becoming agents of transformation for the community at large and for their families.
Mm. Yeah, because you and I both know you know, you have a healing journey and I certainly have one. You and I both know it's not fun to be sick. It's not fun. The other thing we know is there are ways, solutions, possibilities to not be sick. Thank you, Dr. Exactly. Darvish, for everything you do in the world. You're amazing. You are shining light. And our show together and the work that we are now positioned to do together moving forward is not just inspiring. I'm like totally jazzed. I'm like out of my seat.
Thank you, Pat. I can't wait for those pictures to come out.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, can you make sure your photographer sends us all of them so that we could, even the ones that your photographer, what a great photographer, even though some of them may not be fun, we want to see them all. My team is like, oh, my gosh, did you actually take pictures? So thank you for that, Dr. Darvish.
Great. Thank you so much. You're the best, Doc Pat.
You are too. Hey, Benny, thank you for making this happen. Carter, Kat, thank you all. We're not done talking about medicine, everybody. Like Dr. Darvish says, we are a community, a village of people committed to this listenership. All of you, no matter where you are, England, Ireland, the United States, South America. And by the way, the person that did send me the email from Brazil, I think that's Portuguese. I'm going to try to get it translated. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tried to swim against, put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing. Come out of things unsaid, shoot an apple off my head.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.